You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80, and the ESPN app. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
What up, man? What's good, y'all?
Let's ride.
Key, if you
AJM Country, let's ride. I don't know if I like that.
Key, if you could have heard Cornelius, though, right? Because you know Shannon, our producer. So Cornelius is out there in Denver, and he's from Jersey, from Newark. Moved out there, won the $2,500, right? And then we're on the Zoom, we're doing it. And then Shannon was like, yeah, Cornelius, can you say, Denver Broncos country, let's ride. Cornelius was like, do I have to?
Right.
You could have seen his face, Key. Watch Shannon ask him to do it, though. It was priceless. Priceless.
He's getting let's screamed ride. At by yeah, they new were tackles ride. And stuff.
They certainly were riding yesterday, riding, getting ready to fight
off
each
into
other.
The sunset, that's right.
Yo, Key, let me just tell you what I learned yesterday about Russell Wilson. Guess who has more touchdowns than Russell Wilson? Guess.
Don't say Zach Wilson.
What position?
No quarterback position.
Not Zach Wilson.
Another quarterback has more touchdowns than Russell Wilson for the money
Mike
he got
White.
Paid. Close. That was a good guess.
Don't say Zach Wilson.
Carson.
Geno Smith.
Carson Wentz, Key.
Oh, Carson Wentz.
They've been winning.
He hasn't Not with played. Him. I know. He hasn't true. Played.
It's true.
He's not played six wait, games.
Not with him. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I was at an undisclosed location, had a couple days off of TV.
You do look chocolatey.
Yeah,
somewhat.
I was a little bit in the
well,
sun.
I ain't going to say all that.
Yeah,
but,
well, yeah. I was trying to give him a compliment.
I was a little bit in the sun. I'm
he
back
look
to
like
Earth
a ghost
colors.
Anymore.
Exactly. I'm back to human colors. I don't look like I'm, you know, deceased for 5 days. That's the main thing. Meantime, I get back. I haven't been here since Wednesday.
Yeah, happy.
It's unbelievable. We're still giving away the money. We're giving away.
Of course we are.
We don't stop giving away this money. When are we going to run out of money? It's ridiculous. $10,000 a day? We're still going.
Yeah, it's Disney. I don't think they're going to run out of any money anytime soon.
Well, we're going through the end of December 7th, the show December 7th.
Why not go to the end of December?
4 hours a day, $2,500 an hour. Someone is going to win. Someone knew $2,500 every hour we're on the air through the end of the show, December 7th, and we're on the air 5 days a week, 4 hours a day. You can be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. By the way, all you got to do is stick around till 10 after the hour, every hour. We give you a winning word. You text it to 777-000. Just like that, you're entered for your chance to win.
Bing bong.
Guys, last night, one good thing about a flight delay is I got to watch the whole game. That was a big flight delay, but I got to watch the whole game. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I mean, they couldn't stop Miles Sanders. They obviously couldn't stop Jalen Hurts. Even when they had their hands on Jalen Hurts, they really couldn't do anything with him. I don't even know if that's the news, though, the 10-1 Eagles. 10-1, dominating up front with the offensive line, dominating on with the run game. Jalen Hurts threw a couple of dimes in that game. And Aaron Rodgers did, too, but wound up leaving the loss early, not early in the game, but before the end of the game, with a rib injury. Had some Jordan Love action. Aaron Rodgers at the post-game presser.
That's ribs, and it was in the first half, and then got kind of reaggravated in the third quarter. Just having a hard time breathing and rotating my upper body, so I was worried injured, but punctured lung as well. So I want to get that checked out. Get a scan tomorrow.
Is there any possibility, Aaron Rodgers, that you shut it down for the rest of the season?
I don't think so. You know, as long as I check out fine tomorrow, I'll expect to play this weekend. As long as I check out okay tomorrow. You know, I might not be able to go Wednesday, but I'll, as long as there's no major structural damage, I'll try and get back out there.
You know, Key, until he left the game, and the Eagles are just a better team, but they were kind of doing the game plan, right? Like, really, the run was the thing that was leading to success for the Packers. Rodgers making throws when he had to. He was 11 of 16 for 140 yards and two TDs when he left the game. Is it time, considering where the Packers are, to sit Aaron Rodgers? He's now also hurt, to take a nice long look at what you have in Jordan Love.
I don't think so, because I think they're still mathematically in it. I don't know. I think they're still mathematically in it. But if Aaron Rodgers can go, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers will go. I know you want to look at Jordan Love, a long look at it. I don't know the injury, how significant it is to Aaron Rodgers. I know ribs are tough when you have whatever, sore ribs. It's hard to rotate your body, throw it, especially for a quarterback and a receiver, torquing and turning different ways. But I wouldn't. If he's able to play, he's going to play, and I would play him.
I would say, Key, that they should. That's what they should do. I mean, I don't think this team is going to be a playoff team, frankly. I didn't think that watching them throughout the course of the year, even if they had that win against the Dallas Cowboys, I still thought they weren't the team that people projected them to be. So they should let Jordan Love play to see what they have, considering who knows what's going to happen moving forward with Aaron Rodgers, but they won't. I don't think they will, right? Because at the end of the day, you're paying Aaron Rodgers close to $50 million. He dictates what he wants to happen there. And I think they're still going to let him play, even though they shouldn't.
And I'm with Key in the sense that until they're mathematically eliminated, I can't, if I think there's any hope, I've seen Rodgers do it before. But it did feel different to me last night. Watching that game, guys, it felt like a changing of the guard in the sense that here you have a really good team in the Eagles with a young, dynamic quarterback. And then there's Aaron Rodgers, the old guy, trying his best and doing pretty well. You know, kept tying the game. If they don't miss the extra point, they take a lead at one point. But it's just not enough. He can't stem the tide, and he can't even make it to the end of the game. This is on the same day that Tom Brady loses a lead under circumstances on the road for the first time in his career. Obviously, Roethlisberger's not in the league anymore, and Drew Brees is not in the league anymore.
And yeah, Drew Brees ain't been in the league in 2 years, man.
Yes, but that's that whole generation. And Rodgers and Brady look like they were going to keep going. Russell Wilson, even if you consider him with one foot in each kind of generation, right, is not looking good. And these young guys... These young guys are, you know, look, who'd you rather have at this moment, Jalen Hurts or Aaron Rodgers? Hurts look great. He looked great.
Key, it's hard for me to sit up here and call Aaron Rodgers old. I mean, the man was just back-to-back MVP.
Aaron Rodgers old, Jay.
I know he's old, but he was just back-to-back MVP, and I get the thumb injury. Yeah. I get he's not having a great season at all, but I still think there's gas left in the tank for Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely.
I don't think he's a bust all of a sudden.
Just 2 weeks ago, we were talking about if Aaron Rodgers was to go to the New York Jets. If Aaron Rodgers Aaron Rodgers got plenty of gas left in the tank. He just got injured. He threw two picks last night, but so a lot of quarterbacks throw picks. It's not that big of a deal. At the end of the day, they got bigger issues on their team right now than just Aaron Rodgers. They ran up against a buzzsaw in the Philadelphia Eagles and Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts with the Keyshawn Johnson game plan, throwing under attempts, 30 attempts, and you see they came out on the W side, didn't turn the football over, 16 to 28, 153 yards, two touchdowns, and rushed for another $150 and some change. So if they keep doing that, the Eagles going to be all right.
Key, it's not even just rushing for a $150, man. Jalen Hurts rushed for 103 yards in the first quarter. In the first quarter.
It looked like he was going to run for 300 yards.
Yeah. No QB has done that in the last 30 years of the NFL. So it's key is the precision. It's the accuracy. But for a buck, 3 yards in the first quarter is ridiculous.
Jay, you said how long?
in the last 30 years.
We ain't really – they really wasn't allowing these type of quarterbacks to play way back then. That's why I started laughing.
But
I was like, yeah, the dudes that was playing back then wasn't really running at all.
That's why Justin Fields sets the record a week ago or whatever it is. Now, Jalen Hurts right there, like, you know, looked like he was going to break it after the first quarter. I will say this, guys, in terms of the changing of the guard stuff, Hurts is playing at an MVP level. We're going to get into that later in the show because you look at Mahomes, obviously, but Tua and Hurts, right? Aaron Rodgers this year played the Buffalo Bills. And going into the game, I asked the question, who has the advantage at quarterback? And almost everyone said the other team has the advantage at quarterback. We would have never said that in the past. There's like, it felt yesterday like something new. Maybe that's just a feeling I have and it's not fact. But that's how it felt to me. Guys, it is now 10 after the hour. You know what happens at 10 after the
hour? Money time.
It's money time.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
Okay. The winning word of the hour. You text us to 777-000. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500 is love. L-O-V-E. Oh, I wonder why it would be love. Talking about Aaron Rodgers and how much longer he's going to start. Jordan Love could be. Could be the city of brotherly love. Right?
Could be we love football.
Love football. Could be the holiday season and the feeling of love in the air.
Caleb Love? Oh. Sorry, UNC.
Listen, you heard the winning word, love. Text it to 777-000-7700. You're entered for your chance to win $2,500 as part of the KJM 10K a day giveaway. We're giving away $2,500 every hour, and we're doing it every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. You can see complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. And we want to hear from you. Should the Packers sit Aaron Rodgers and start Jordan Love? Speaking of quarterback injuries, how should the Bears handle Justin Fields' injury moving forward this season? Well, how's that going to work?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Jets beat the Bears 31-10.
He didn't need to be anybody but Mike White. We didn't need to turn into the greatest show on turf. Just wanted him to play within himself and play efficient. I thought he did that.
Congrats to Mike White for getting this offense going.
Just it felt like a complete team win.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Woo. Radio. Hey, should the Packers sit Aaron Rodgers in favor of Jordan Love? 888-SAY-ESPN. You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And by the way, meantime, Mike White threw three TDs. Before we get into that, Henry in Ohio, what do you got to say?
How y'all doing, guys?
What's good,
Henry? How you doing?
Morning.
Aaron Rodgers sitting sit. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks around right now. If he's feeling all right to play, I will play.
I mean,
makes sense.
I hear you, and Key, that seems to be like where you're coming from too. Like, if he can go, you know, it's football, tackle football. He's getting paid a lot of money, and you're not mathematically eliminated. You know, he should go.
Yeah, I think they got a little slim, like a sliver of a hope, right? And it may not work out, but they're still hanging around. Let's just put it.
Let's
that
say
way.
They lose next game, Key.
Are they still hanging around?
Let's say at that
out,
point,
Jordan
they're
Love.
Out.
If they're out of it mathematically, Jordan
soon as
Love.
They're out of it, you got to play Jordan Love, right?
Yeah. As soon as they're out of it, you might want to just take a look at Jordan Love. At least maybe Aaron Rodgers starts the game, play two quarters, pull him out, put in Jordan Love, treat it like a preseason at that point.
Remember when the Jets last year, when Zach Wilson gets hurt and Mike White comes in, he looks good, and everyone, oh, Mike White, and it's like, yeah, everyone calm down. It's like that's what happens when the backup comes in. They're not going to give the ball to Mike White. And then he kind of turned back into a pumpkin a little bit because he's also not like the most experienced quarterback in the world. He threw three TD passes. Jets beat the Bears 31-10.
Last year he came in and he beat Cincinnati that went on to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he would turn back into a pumpkin. Only reason why is because he's not playing. You got to let him play. You can't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to let him have good game, bad game, good game, good game, bad game. You can't jerk him around and pull him in, pull him out. You got to let him just continue to get the reps. Plus, he's a little bit older now. Now he's a little more mature. Last year, he had a little taste of it. He gets a little taste now. You keep letting him get a little taste, and he'll be fine. I trust it.
Look, Mike White should continue to play. Continue to play. Continue to start him, Robert Saleh. We've already seen this happen before. We've seen it happen in Washington with Ron Rivera and Carson Wentz. Look, Taylor Heineke's out there. Dudes are playing for Taylor Heineke. You can see that. Guys are playing for Mike White. And it brings up a bigger discussion because I know when guys are drafted high, there's all this talk around quarterbacks and the word potential, right? I'd much rather have production than potential all day long. And Mike White already in this game, granted, it was against who it was against, the Bears, you know, with Trevor Siemian,
yeah,
right?
No Justin Fields.
Like, yeah, I hear you, but he's still playing against their defense.
Yeah, but you're,
still
the,
way
the
more
defense going to be on the field.
Okay,
I'm with
you, fine, fine. Still way more
productive,
still way more productive, Key, than I'm any game that Zach Wilson has played in thus yet.
That's true.
In his career,
I'm
still
you,
more
Jay.
Productive.
Mike White,
I'm
listen
I'm
to this,
you.
Guys. Season high 466 yards in the rain for the Jets. 22 of 28, 315 yards for the quarterback, and dropped back 28 times, Key. Completed 22, 315 yards, and three TDs. I mean.
Look, here's what I would say. If Zach Wilson was to play yesterday, do I think the Jets would have still beat the Bears? Yes. But it wouldn't look like it looked. It wouldn't be 28 of 22 or 28. It wouldn't be three touchdowns and zero interception, 315 yards. You wouldn't have a certain feel. People ridiculed me and told me I didn't know what I was talking about this offseason when I told them that I was told, based on a short sample size of a mini camp, that Mike White was a better quarterback than Zach Wilson. I also was told that during training camp that Mike White was a better quarterback than Zach Wilson. But because Zach Wilson is selected the number two overall pick, they kind of not going to put him in a position to beat out Zach Wilson because it would be egg on the front office's face if they did that. This will naturally take its course. And this is what I was talking about last week, Jay, when they made the announcement that Mike White would be the starter. I'm like, yeah, but what if gets to doing what he did yesterday?
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden he goes to Minnesota and he does the same thing.
Fair competition,
followed
Key.
Up about, yeah. And then he goes to Buffalo and kind of does some of the same stuff. Now what you got?
I like what Zach Wilson had to say after everything. He did a mea culpa publicly. I thought that was important. But now kid's got to deal with the fact that someone steady trying to take his job, right? Like he's outperforming him on the job. On the other side, though, how do the Bears handle Justin Fields moving forward this season? We talked about Aaron Rodgers with the ribs and do you sit him when they're eliminated and this and that. And now Zach Wilson and he's being outplayed. Justin Fields has been phenomenal this year. But if he's hurt and you're not in it, Key, should he play again this year?
Well, what do they got, six left? And it's one of those deals where time is running out to make that decision. It's gonna make the decision for itself because if he sits again and then all of a sudden you're out of it completely, you might want to rest him up. If he was able to go against the Jets, I would have played him. Now you keep going week to week. In this situation, he's not ready to play. You don't play him. You might as well just sit him down because he's really not. I mean, I love for him to get the reps, but the season's almost over with.
Key, I would love for him to get the reps too. But just knowing Justin Fields and watching him since he played at OHIO.
I wouldn't even be saying that right now if I was you, Jay.
We'll get into that. We'll get into that. It was horrible. You had such a good weekend. I'm so happy for you boys. No, I'm going to focus on the positive. I'm happy for your USC Trojans, Key. Congratulations. But what I will say about Justin Fields, knowing how competitive he is, knowing that they're going against the Packers and Aaron Rodgers still going to play that game, the Eagles and then the Bills, even though I feel like he shouldn't play, it's hard for me to imagine Aaron Rodgers being as competitive. I mean, Justin Fields being as competitive as he is that he won't play. He'll find a way.
I don't know what I think about. I got to be honest. Like I know, I understand the wisdom in like, it's already. But six games ain't like three games, Key. If he could get 2-3 games in under his belt toward the end of the season, even if you're eliminated.
Five games left.
If he misses one, if he could get 2-3 games in, that's valuable experience for a guy his age. And think of how quickly he's learning, right? Like how quickly he's getting better. I don't know what the hell to think about this one.
Yeah, right. I don't know if I would. It's getting late.
I think
early.
I play him.
It's getting late early though. If he can't go this week, then I probably would just say, you know what? Let Trevor Siemian be a pinata. Go ahead and let him get beat up.
Well, that's another good point. It's a bad offensive line, so it's not like you got good conditions to you know grow under. Anyway, the Browns got the big win over Tampa. The Cleveland Browns. And now Deshaun Watson's getting back next week. Is there enough time for the Browns to make a playoff push?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It is time for No Huddle here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And No Huddle is brought to you by Omega Accounting Solutions. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call 704-2000. That's 800-704-2000. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com. All right, guys, ready for No Huddle? Here we go.
Let's do it.
Buccaneers at Browns.
So Nick Chubb, his TD run in overtime, powers the Browns past Tom Brady's Bucks. 3-yard touchdown run, 19 seconds left in overtime. Cleveland rallies. And by the way, comes back on Tampa, beats him 23-17 in Jacoby Brissett's final start before Deshaun Watson returns from his 11-game suspension and makes his debut with the Cleveland Browns, having played his career for the Houston Texans to this point. Here's Jacoby Brissett after the game.
Like I said, I haven't even thought about it, you know. I'm just, you know, obviously, you know, grateful for this opportunity, grateful for those men in that room, you know, and this – because it's the schedule one, this was a great one to, you know, kind of end it on. You know, we got to stack them. We got to stack them.
Okay, with Deshaun Watson returning next week, guys, is there enough time for the Browns, who are 4-7, to make a push for a playoff spot, Key?
You know, it's going to be interesting down the stretch in this particular division when you got Baltimore and Cincinnati. Obviously, the Cleveland Browns are right there in the mix at 4-7. Deshaun Watson going back to Houston to play against his old team, which is an interesting scheduling by the NFL as well, having him do that. I don't know that they'll make it to the playoffs, but they can make this division very, 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 very interesting.
Mm. I mean, how long has it been since Deshaun Watson has actually played in a real live game, right? A couple years. So, look, Deshaun Watson, the upside, the ceiling is off the charts. We all understand the talent. But at the end of the day, to realistically ask him to come in and then play at a high level for six games to squeeze him into the playoffs, I'm not expecting that for Deshaun Watson.
No, it's crazy. He might win an MVP one day. Like, who knows? But when he left the game, he was top five quarterback. But that was before the young guns really started to rise. There is a lot of competition in the top five now. Like, they paid for a top five guy. They want him to play that way, obviously. Meantime, hey, Yates, what's next?
Chargers at Cardinals.
Justin Herbert, really season on the line. Let's be real. It's the Chargers. You can't lose this game. Rallies the Chargers to a 25-24 win over the Arizona Cardinals through a 1-yard touchdown pass to Austin Eckler, running back, of course, with 15 seconds left, then hit Gerald Everett for the decisive 2-point conversion, and that gave the Chargers a 25-24 win over the Arizona Cardinals. Brandon Staley, why'd you went for it? People don't like it when Staley goes for it sometimes, including some of the people on this show. We're going to get into that in a second. Brandon Staley after the game.
I really believe in our offensive football team. I believe in our quarterback. I believed in the play call. We executed it well the entire week. I felt like it would have good answers against the defenses they might play, and we wanted to finish the game on our terms.
Key was going for two the right call.
Well, it turned out to be the right call, right? I probably would have kicked the field goal, but they're in a desperate situation. They're in a win-every-single-game mode because they put themselves behind the eight ball in the conference with all these other teams that are pretty good. So it was the right call, but it was also a head-scratcher because I don't know very many coaches in the National Football League would put themselves in that position rather than kick the field goal, because if you lose – Sean Payton's getting closer and closer to getting on the 405 freeway to find the offices to talk to the Chargers.
I mean, that was a Sean Payton bowl yesterday. What are you talking about? That's two teams. You got Cliff Kingsbury. I mean, how much better could Kyler Murray play in that situation? Right. So you got two teams that we're both talking about, Sean Payton looming over. I kind of like, with all that stuff on the line, Brandon Staley saying, you know what? This is who I am. Like, we're going to go for it. I think Justin Herbert and his teammates respect that at the end of the day, to be 6-5 in a conference. Granted, yeah, all the injuries they've dealt with, Key, like, I rock with it in that moment. I rock
with
it.
You know what's so interesting, Jay? You mentioned that, Max, about all the injuries. Somebody broke it down to me yesterday. They said, man, you know, it's fool's gold out there. And I'm like, what you mean? He says, there's a narrative that all the receiver injuries, they like, you realize that Palmer's a good receiver? You realize those dudes that they have that are replacing Keenan Allen and Mike Williams are pretty damn good receivers? And I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right.
If you don't like Staley, I get it, because to me, their whole is not even as much as the sum of their parts. They should be better than they are in terms of the talent, even with the injuries. I agree, Key. But I've never really gotten on Staley for making analytics-friendly decisions that backfire, because sometimes – you know, the dog bites you. Sometimes you bite the dog, sometimes the dog bites you.
And it's the bear, Max.
What's that?
Sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes
yeah,
the bear
right.
eats
oh,
you.
The bear. It's a bear, right. That's what I say, a dog. I haven't gotten a lot of sleep. At any rate, he made a decision that had it backfired, we'd be killing him today. But
yes.
I liked the decision at the time. I can't fault people for being aggressive. When you're here and there, I might quibble with the circumstances. I wouldn't have done it then. But generally, he was aggressive. And if it would have bit him, okay, big deal. At least he's being aggressive.
I like it. I like it, Max, because they won. If they would have lost, I don't know that. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those deals where it worked, okay? Yeah. I don't want you to continue to keep doing that. But also, I know that he probably will tell everybody he doesn't feel the heat. He doesn't care.
He feels the heat.
That's why he's doing things to try to win these games.
Guys, meantime, what's next, Yates?
Colorado, Deion Sanders.
There it is. Deion Sanders has emerged as a legitimate FBS coaching candidate.
Yeah.
Yeah. He transformed Jackson State into a superpower at the FCS level. The Tigers are 22-2 over the past two seasons, including 16-0 in SWAC play, with a trip to the Celebration Bowl in 2021. Key, is this the right landing spot for Sanders? Is Colorado an elite enough job for him?
Absolutely. It's a Power 5 school. They got nice facilities. They got money. It's not like they're going to be cheap, and this is an opportunity. Auburn obviously didn't want to mess around with Prime for whatever reasons, which I think is ridiculous. And when you look at some of the other jobs that's out there, he wouldn't have been a good fit at Nebraska. Why would he want to go to FAU? Why is USF? I wouldn't want to do that. So there's only a handful of jobs. Arizona State just filled their vacancy with the defensive coordinator up in Oregon. So when you start to look at it, this is a perfect situation, because here's why. Prime can recruit. He can get me to hang out in Colorado for sure. There's no question about that. He can recruit California, Texas, Arizona, Florida. He can get the best players in Colorado to stay in Colorado. You know, there's always a McCaffrey or two running around there. So it's a good spot, man. I'm excited for him. They offered him the job. He hasn't accepted it yet, but I hope that he does, because I want to see this program get back to where it used to be under McCarthy when they were winning championships.
So let me say this about Prime, and I'm with you, Key. There have been two theories out there that have been floating narrative-wise that have led people astray as it relates to Prime. One has been a Pac-12 institution administrator who believes an outstanding candidate but fears publicity and a bold persona might be too much for a Pac-12 institution, Key. That's one of them. I know. I'm just telling you out loud so we can talk it through. The second one, Brett McCurfrey of the Action Network tweeted, one potential obstacle for Deion Sanders being hired at an FBS level, sources told Action Network HQ, is the multiple academic and financial issues that surrounded Sanders' failed Prime Prep Academy. That's what people are saying. That's what people are using to discourage whether Deion Sanders can lead an institution to win multiple games and to do right for kids. It's unbelievable.
I want to keep no huddle moving. We're going to get back to Prime a little bit later.
But at the same time,
Max, they better be glad I'm on Disney and kids are in the car, and because I would go in on all of those people. I know what this is.
All the fools that come up with reasons why not to be good won't be good. And then the teams, the programs that are smart will be good.
Too much of a bold persona.
Yeah, bold. I know what he's supposed
meantime,
to
be. Meantime, guys, we got to get back into that one. Tua Tagovailoa.
Texans at Dolphins.
Tua Tagovailoa threw for 299 yards. The Miami Dolphins raced out to a 30-point lead before holding on for their fifth straight win, 30-15 over the Texans. The win puts the Dolphins back on top of the AFC East, and they are, as they say, in control of their own destiny. It means if you win every single game, you know, you're good. On having a newfound belief in himself under this new coaching staff, here's Tua.
You know, I think anyone here can attest to someone believing in them, and you know how that changes how they see themselves, but also things around them. So perspective. But it was awesome.
Do the Dolphins have the most dangerous offense in the NFL, Jay?
Yo, I'm sitting there watching the game the other day, Key. I'm not saying it's at the same level as Kansas City because Patrick Mahomes is Houdini, but it's damn near close, man. I mean, he had 278 yards at the half. At the half. So, I mean, with Jeff Wilson Jr., with the way he's playing, with their wide receiving core, with the accuracy of Tua not turning the ball over, you can make a case that they're right there with Kansas City for the most exciting offense in the league.
Yeah, they got an exciting offense. Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst and radio host. Harry, do the Dolphins?
Good morning.
Do the Dolphins have the most dangerous offense in the NFL?
They have one of them. I just love where this team is at right now. I have them as the second best team in the AFC at the moment. Well, the way Tua's playing, you talk about a guy who leads the NFL in QBR and passing rating, second in completion percentage. But he's just getting the job done, and his confidence has risen to another level over these last, I'll say, six, seven games.
Key to the Dolphins.
I'm not going to be – everything's positive. I was at the USC game this weekend, and as y'all know, Los Angeles in general, the West Coast is a huge Polynesian – Polynesian culture here in the West Coast. So I'm at the USC games at the game, and I got at least three, maybe four Polys that walked up to me, and they're like, "Key, why you dogging my homeboy? That's my cousin." You know, the whole deal. I'm like, "All right, man, I'm not dogging." They're like, "No, man, I get it, but I got to give Tua love. Tua out there cooking. I can't say anything. He's doing what he's supposed to do. Yep. He's out there cooking at the beginning of the season. Yes, there was question marks on what he would be as a quarterback. He certainly have proven me extremely wrong. And my Polynesian brothers that's out there in our community, they kind of let me know, "Hey, man, what you doing? Leave my guy alone." I'm like, "All right, man, I got you."
I like hearing you talk that way, Key. And Harry, yo, Tua only had one three and out, man. Only one three and out yesterday.
He reads defenses fast, gets rid of the ball fast, gets the ball to where it needs to be. Who's having the better season, though? Him or Jalen Hurts? To me, Patrick Mahomes is on top, right? Now we're talking about who's pushing Mahomes. Is it Hurts or Tua, Harry?
I'm going to go with Jalen Hurts with the simple fact that Jalen Hurts has played every game this year. Right now, I think they're 10-1. That's something to be said for. That's the best record in the National Football League. You just can't ignore that, especially at the quarterback position when you're touching the football every time. We seen yesterday, man, I was so disappointed in the Green Bay Packers. At what point are these defenses going to start putting a spy on Jalen Hurts? Because I called the game on ESPN Radio against the Colts, and they didn't do it defensively. And we seen Jalen Hurts score the game-winning touchdown. So at what point are these defenses going to start putting a spy on Hurts? I know it's kind of difficult with the way the Eagles may run their offense, but Jalen Hurts is phenomenal. And his growth this year from the quarterback position, I'll put him ahead of Tua. He has more games played this season, but Tua's right underneath him.
Harry, yeah, you mean like LeBron James did in Madden on Jalen Ramsey? Put a spy on him like that? That's what
I mean, the bottom line is when you come off the edge on Jalen Hurts, boy, you better cut the angle because he might take it to the house on you.
Yep.
It's crazy. So here are the MVP odds as of right now. Mahomes at -160. The odds agree with you, Harry. Hurts at +400, Tua at +500, probably because of the missed games. Although I got to tell you, Jay, I give Tua extra credit for that because you get knocked out like that, and then 4 days later, you know, he had that neurological event. He's stumbling around, legs gone. Clearly something happened. Call it a concussion or whatever you want. Something happened. 4 days later, his hands are rigid on his back. Oh, my God, what's going to happen to his career? And you blink, whatever the wisdom of him playing this season, you blink. He's in the MVP conversation. That's inspirational.
I mean, I think they're neck and neck at number two. They're side by side from each other. And while Patrick Mahomes is number one, I think how they play down the stretch will really determine. I kind of go back to what Key said the other day, and I think he was right. I think Patrick Mahomes has such a lead that I don't see either one of those guys really catching him unless he really fumbles the bag.
One good game from either one of those guys.
I think
one. They'll
I think
be neck
take
and neck.
Multiple games.
Yes, to pass. Yeah, to like pass. Basically yeah. Catch
I see,
him. One.
I see Miami and Tua down the stretch with a couple losses. I don't necessarily see Jalen Hurts based on who they're playing outside of Dallas. Really folding and getting some losses. I think what you're going to see in Jalen is exactly what you've been seeing. You know, keeping it under 30 attempts, 200 yards, couple touchdowns, no turnovers. you know, and they are not going to drop as many games down the stretch. I think Miami, you know, I still got Miami probably going to New England and losing that game because of the weather, going to Buffalo, losing that on a revenge tip for Buffalo because of weather. Mm-hmm. I don't know that the Eagles got two losses left.
Harry, they play at 49ers, at Chargers, exactly. At Bills, and Packers at home, then at Pats.
Yeah,
Miami's got a little bit of a rough go.
I would say this. If Tua can put together a series where in those last six games he goes 4-2 or 5-1, that MVP race is going to get real interesting because that's a gauntlet right there, your last six games. 49ers, Chargers, Bills, Packers probably not, New England, the Jets, just about every team on there outside of the Packers are in contention for the playoffs. They play them at home.
Oh, okay. That's good, though. I was saying going to Green Bay. I just have a belief, Harry, in dome teams outdoors in the cold weather and warm weather teams struggle. I've been there, man. I played in Tampa. When we went up to Philly, it was cold. We always struggled. When we went to Chicago, it was cold. Green Bay, we always struggled. So I could see it. That's one of the things when we got the Florida teams and I played in New York. We got them up in New York during the cold. We always popped them.
Meantime, but can y'all imagine if the Dolphins get the number one seed in the AFC, though, and everybody has to go through Miami to get to the Super Bowl? Mm.
And to Harry's point, guys, because I want to get into Aaron Rodgers, but to Harry's point, given the gauntlet they have to run, if he goes 5-1 or even 4-2, given the teams that the schedule we just mentioned, that's a strong MVP candidacy right there. Mm-hmm. Should he be successful and put up the numbers? Harry, we've been talking about this morning. Aaron Rodgers had to come out for the fourth quarter with the ribs. They were losing anyway. You want to take a look at Jordan Love at some point. Should the Packers consider taking Rodgers out now and starting Jordan Love for the rest of the season, taking a look at what they got there?
First, I'll see the extent of the injury with Aaron Rodgers, and I think he mentioned that if it's not where he wants it to be, he probably won't be out there. But if it's anywhere close to, a case where he can play, he's going to go out there. You talk to him and you kind of make that decision. But the Packers right now, they're 4-8. They're not going to make the playoffs. I would like to see my young quarterback in Jordan Love build that rapport with these young receivers as well. And we kind of seen it a little bit last night when he went into the ball game. I didn't think he did a bad job. I actually thought he did a great job. So that's something that should be on the table if you're the GM, if you're the owner, if you're Matt LaFleur. You got to consider it moving forward because the Packers are not making the playoffs, guys. Let me say that one more time. And I said it on This Just In a few weeks ago, Max. People were side-eyeing me, and I said they didn't have a chance. I didn't think they can go through this gauntlet and win games, and you're right. They're not winning.
2 p.m. Eastern, this just in.
Why even risk it with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, just
– Exactly.
Like, why risk it? Like, it's an oblique, and it's the thumb, it's all that. If anything, I would talk him to the fact, hey, look, you are bruised up right now. I know you're a competitor. You are our main guy. But, like, let's give the rest of the season to the young guy.
I agree. It just feels like watching the game last night, he threw a couple dimes. They came back on, and they were running the ball well, and they came back on him, and they missed the extra point, but they were about to go up 21-20, right? And I thought to myself at that moment, oh, my God, here comes Aaron Rodgers. Here come the Packers. He's actually going to hang around. No, but they lost the game. That was the game they needed to win. They lost it. Harry Douglas, ESPN football analyst and ESPN radio host. Always great talking to you, Harry. Harry.
Hey, Key, I see your Trojans, my man. I hope they make the playoffs so I can have you on my show, Countdown to College Game Day. Ooh. You know what I mean? I know you're going to look out for your boy. You good for it, man. You a solid gentleman, my man.
I ain't talking to you. Hey, Harry, I'm coming on, so don't call me.
It's an all-black cast. Why wouldn't you support us, Key?
He has to wear
a shade. I'm not supporting y'all. Nope, not at all. I got a good memory.
Harry Douglas. The great Harry Douglas, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk to you soon, Harry.
All right, HD.
All right, fellas.
All right.
The Shemp 2
Now
hour,
he want me to come on. Man, yes. Please. Kick rocks.
He's got
a
long list.
All right, we want you to weigh in. 888-SAY-ESPN. Should the Packers sit Aaron Rodgers and take a look at Jordan Love? That's coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.